Accessibility and Inclusion in Outdoor Education and Recreation, a Guide for Outdoor Providers and Educators. Summary. Adapted in 2025 by Accessible Format Services, Blind Low Vision, New Zealand, Auckland. There are two logos at the top of the page. On the left, one is Sport, New Zealand, Ihi Aotearoa, and on the right, Education Outdoors, New Zealand. The full guidance document, PDF, is published here on the Sport New Zealand website. Click on the link https://sportnz.org.nz/resources/accessibility-and-inclusion-in-the-outdoors/. Introduction. The Accessibility and Inclusion in Outdoor Education and Recreation Guide emphasises the importance of making outdoor education and recreation accessible to all tamariki and rangatahi in Aotearoa, New Zealand, regardless of their age, gender, sexuality, location, ethnicity or ability. It aims to break down barriers for disabled tamariki and rangatahi by providing tools and information for outdoor providers and educators. Disability in Aotearoa, New Zealand. 1 in 4 New Zealanders identify as disabled, including 11% of young people under the age of 15. The guide adopts the social model of disability, which focuses on removing barriers, inactivities, rather than viewing impairments as the primary issue. Disability language. This document provides guidance on using respectful and inclusive language when talking about disability. It highlights the importance of using terms like disabled people or people with impairments and respecting individual language preferences. Diversity, Equity and Inclusion, DEI. This guide discusses the importance of DEI in outdoor education and recreation. It defines diversity as the different characteristics, backgrounds and perspectives people bring. Equity involves recognising that people start from different places in society and may need extra help to achieve fair outcomes. Inclusion means creating spaces where everyone feels welcome and able to participate fully. Important considerations for inclusion. This guide emphasises the need to create safe, welcoming environments and value each participant as an individual. It discusses different ways to help participants feel a sense of belonging, such as inclusion, integration, and safe spaces. Guiding frameworks and mindsets. Several frameworks are recommended for being more inclusive of disabled people. 1. Te whare tapa whā. A Māori well-being model that emphasises the balance of different aspects of a person's well-being. 2. Mana taiohi. A framework of principles that guide positive youth development in Aotearoa, New Zealand. 3. United Nations Article 30, Advocates for Recreation as a Human Right for Disabled People. And 4. Enabling Good Lives, an equity framework designed to give disabled people more choice and control over their lives. Organisational Policies and Inclusion Training. This guide advises developing and sharing diversity, equity and inclusion policies to help everyone in the organisation understand how they can contribute to an inclusive environment. It also recommends providing inclusion training to build staff confidence and ensure DEI policies are meaningfully implemented. For outdoor providers, the guide provides specific guidance for outdoor recreation providers, including improving website accessibility, creating inclusive marketing materials, and tailoring registration forms to gather the right types of information about participants' needs. For schools and educators, the guide offers guidance for making the outdoor classroom accessible to all working with ākonga, students, and whānau, families, and advocating for inclusive education outside the classroom. Resources and case studies. The guide includes a section on resources, case studies, funding, training opportunities, and information about providing inclusive outdoor experiences. Contact. If you have any questions about this document, please contact, click on the link, accessible@sportnz.org.nz.